Our guest today is Spencer Cleary. Spencer is on the leadership team with the men's ministry at Faith Evangelical Free Church in Sparta. And they are putting on a human trafficking community workshop that's coming up on Saturday, May 18th. Welcome, Spencer.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Good to see you again. How did you get involved in this fight against human trafficking?
A few years ago, Pastor Brian and I, he's pastor of Faith Evangelical Church, we had had conversations about the human trafficking and the problem in the United States and wondering how specific it is to this area. And that's all it was just conversations. But then about 6 months ago, I was driving through Minnesota.
You're a professional driver, I should say.
I am, And I had seen an advertisement for an organization called Truckers Against Trafficking. And it got my curiosity up, and I started researching it, and actually became a registered Trucker Against Trafficking certified. And I brought it and talked to Pastor Brian. We talked to the men's ministry leadership team, and we decided that we need to have a workshop and bring awareness to this area. And the more research, the more statistics I find and stuff, and how big of a problem it is right here specific to Wisconsin and the Sparta area, it's really a need to bring awareness and tell people the signs and what they can do if they see the signs of trafficking. And the more awareness we can bring, the more we can deal with this.
Yeah. I mean, it's that one person's life that is being just ravaged through human trafficking, you know, and try to reach that one person and save and protect that one person. I think a lot of us, we hear about human trafficking, we know that it's happening, but not in our backyard. I mean, we're in rural Wisconsin, for a lot of us here, we don't think it's happening that close to home, but it really is, isn't it?
It is. In the United States, it's estimated every year that 300,000 youths are prone to become victims of trafficking every year. And this crime generates $99 billion a year.
And that's the reason behind it, isn't it?
Yeah. And women are more prone to being trafficked than men, but it's not just specific to women. There are women, men, young boys and girls. In 2015, the average age of a person to be trafficked was 18 to 24. As of 2017 and beyond, that age has dropped from 9 to 18, the average age. And it's very sad and it's very frightening. So we want to bring this awareness to teach our parents, and we're parents ourselves, to protect our children. And because there's a grooming process in most cases. Most of the people who are trafficked, they know the person they're being trafficked by. I mean, you might think of trafficking as someone being taken from the streets, kidnapped, and that does happen. It does. But the majority of cases, people are trafficked by people they know. Whether it's a boyfriend.
So-called.
Yeah, so-called. And there's different kinds of, they call them, two kinds of pimps, really, what they call. There's a guerrilla pimp who uses force, physical threats, physical violence, anything like that. Or there's a Romeo pimp who will buy you gifts, buy you this, but sooner or later he's going to come around and say, well, you owe me for the things I bought you. And most victims might not even know that what's happening to them. They'll blame themselves.
And that's what the pimp does, isn't it, really, to kind of turn it around on them so they can gain
manipulation,
control.
Manipulation. It's coercion. I don't know what to, it's very disheartening. It's sad, and it gets you mad sometimes.
Oh, yeah. that's a good anger, because that's the anger that you can use to get you involved in trying to make a difference and be part of the solution rather than allow the problem to continue. So you put a face to human trafficking. A lot of times we look at numbers and we know it's happening, but these are real individuals who are hurting or hungry or looking for love, looking for acceptance, aren't they?
And the people, I don't know if you know, Milwaukee is known as the Harvard of PIM school.
Mm-hmm.
And with our interstate system coming right through here, there's a lot of, but the people who are trafficking, or the pimps, if you want to call it that, they go off the vulnerabilities. It's like they know, they can tell the vulnerabilities of people. And a lot of it's through social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our young people use social media like crazy today, and it's big, and they'll befriend them on social media and, you know, say, yeah, I know how you feel. I've been there. And it's just it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad. You know, it's whether a child is feeling depressed because they might not be doing so well in school, or they might not be doing, they'll play on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get their confidence and then say, well, we want to meet. And then from there,
take advantage of them. The men's ministry has this workshop planned. It's called a Human Trafficking Community Workshop. It's going to be taking place at Faith Evangelical Free Church in Sparta on Saturday, May 18th. Who is this workshop for?
Any concerned citizens, definitely. Parents, safety coordinators of businesses, so we can point them in a direction where they can train their employees. Mm. I mean, mostly educators.
Mm-hmm.
School districts, community leaders, law enforcement. Law enforcement, we've had meetings with them, and they are going to have a presence at this workshop. So anybody and everybody, the more people we can make aware of this problem, the more impact we can have and possibly save lives or prevent
mm-hmm.
people from being trafficked.
And we do hear that happening, don't we? Somebody notices something that just doesn't seem right. They get involved. They report it. And a lot of times these tragedies can be averted, can't they?
They can. They can, definitely.
It's just knowing what to look for and what to do about it.
And sometimes it's just taking a second look. If something doesn't look right somewhere mm-hmm. and you're wondering, just take that second look, and you can call a hotline. And the hotline is set up. It walks you through. It says, okay, what are you seeing? Okay, is this trafficking? And if it's an emergency, that hotline will call the local law enforcement right away and have them on the line also. And they'll walk you through it. It's an amazing hotline that helps you if you're unsure
mm-hmm.
of what you're seeing. But if we can teach people the signs and stuff, the general, and what to do if they see these signs, I mean, because time is of essence.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times traffickers, victims, they don't know what town they're in. They don't have identification. They don't have a phone. They don't have money. And if you know what you're seeing, you can save lives.
Mm. And that's what it's all about. That's the whole motivation behind this whole thing, and why you and the church have gotten involved in bringing this to our community. So it's open to anyone in the community, anyone in the area who wants to educate themselves, find out more about human trafficking, the signs to look for, like you were talking about, and then what to do about it. Tell us more about when the workshop will be. It's going to be in the afternoon.
Yes, it'll be May 18th. This mm-hmm. is Saturday. It'll be from noon to 2 p.m. There'll be food and refreshments there, but Kat Jacoby from Fierce Freedom
mm-hmm.
will be speaking in the first hour, and then we'll take a short break. And then in the second hour, I'll be speaking. Kat's going to cover mostly about trucking, truck stops, and some other businesses. But I want to talk to the parents about the signs of, is their child possibly being groomed? What to look for on social media, what sites are they on, or talking to the youth, teaching, okay, if someone's talking to you like this that you've never met,
mm-hmm.
What to be aware of so we're not fooled or manipulated into situations that can be very, very dangerous.
And that can be directed to anyone who has works with youth, or maybe a grandparent, a teacher, a Sunday school teacher, a youth leader, as well as parents. You know, what to look for, have those conversations, and then be mindful of what can we look for, and then what we can do about it, and how we can help our youth not fall into that trap of human trafficking.
Exactly. And the goal is of this workshop is not only teach the signs and what to do, but we want to go further with that. There's so much curriculum out there that we can get into our schools. We can teach our youth group at churches or what. It's amazing, the information out there. We just got to get it to everybody and stuff. And we start in our community. Maybe we can spread it into the next community and just snowball this thing. And I think it's very preventable.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we'll look at a problem like this and think, hey, you know, it's just too big. You know, what can I do? There's just nothing I can do. But like you said, we have to start here.
Right.
And this is that starting point, having this workshop, bringing awareness, and hopefully that'll spread to other communities and other people. And again, the whole purpose of it is to rescue those who are vulnerable.
Right.
Well, Spencer, thank you very much. If people would like to be involved in the workshop, to attend the workshop, do they need to register ahead of time, or how does this work?
No, there's no need for registration. We don't want to put a deadline or anything, or if someone forgets, we didn't want to do that. Walk in. Yeah, it starts at noon. You want to come a little early. We're going to have information tables. We're going to have a couple local Sojourner's Journey.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think Brighter Tomorrows will be there with information. These are victim advocates.
Mm.
They help victims.
Mm-hmm.
And law enforcement will be there, and we're going to have a Q&A, but the information tables will have packets of information for specific businesses, hotels, yeah. Truck stops.
Those are two of the most common places of trafficking, aren't they? The hotels and the truck stops. But again, it's happening all around us, and we need to be aware. So again, this is for anybody and everybody.
Yes.
Really, I mean, if any of us are out in the community, we need to be aware of what's going on. And like I said, know what to do about it. And, you know, right. That phone number that you talked about and just some of the ways that we can get involved to help these young people, and not always young people, but generally young people right. who are vulnerable.
And I'd really like to encourage everybody to come. So much information.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you come and you hear something you like and it's on your heart to do something, we can point you in a direction to go.
There's so many resources available. Like I said, it could be almost overwhelming because the need is so great, but also there's so much that can be done. But we just have to do what we can do and be faithful of what God's given us and the opportunities that He's given us. And this is one of them. Again, it is a human trafficking community workshop. It's going to be held on Saturday, May 18th at Faith Evangelical Free Church in Sparta. That will be from noon until 2. And as Spencer mentioned, you can come early and check out all the information tables. A lot of information will be available. This is for anyone who is interested and concerned, and you'll be finding out more about the problem of human trafficking in our area, some of the signs that we need to be aware of and to look for, and also what can be done to help prevent and rescue those who are involved in human trafficking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this.
You are welcome. And we will have all that information and the links on our community calendar. So if you're driving right now and can't write all this stuff down, just stop by the Praise Network community calendar. All the information will be there, including the directions to the church and the information as well. Again, our guest today has been Spencer Cleary. He is on the leadership team of the men's ministry at Faith Evangelical Free Church in Sparta. And they are behind this workshop on human trafficking and what we can do about it. Thank you, Spencer, for coming in today.
And thank you so much for having me.